This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, and looking at weather, 66 on the island this morning. Looks like fog again in the forecast, but anyway, morning fog. What else is new for this week? Then mostly cloudy this afternoon. New record high temperatures, high near 70. That's down on the island. It'll be up in probably 80 to 82 on the high ground, but south winds 10 to 20 right now. There's no wind. And then tonight, cloudy, becoming foggy and damp after midnight. Same thing, 62 degrees, wind south-southeast 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies with some morning fog, high of 69, south-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them. We have a low at 4:48 a.m. It's a negative 0.7. Then a high at 2:29 p.m. a 1.1. And then 7:05 a.m. at sunrise, 6:02 p.m. sunset. Moon phase 54%. Looks like pretty much around the complex. The only wind is south at 4 offshore at the 22 nautical mile buoy. It's 62 out there with 60 degree water. And at Galveston Channel, 67 degrees with 62 degree water. Eagle Point, 67 degrees with 65 degree water. Morgan's Point, 65 degrees with 64 degree water. And no wind, calm in all those stations. So, looks good, all but the fog. But anyway, all right, let's head over to the east of town to the Golden Triangle area, and let's talk with Captain Bill Watkins this morning over at Sabine Lake, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm here.
Yeah, life is good. Well, I had a really good trout trip on Sunday.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I promised that guy that we would catch a lot of redfish.
Right.
We only caught 10 reds. And only
10.
Two of them, only two fit in the slot. And I've been catching 30 to 40, you know.
Yeah.
And but the trout showed up and got on an odd pattern. It's kind of typical for this time of year.
Yeah.
Now, right now, those fish might be they might be working under the bergs or something right now because the water temperature has warmed up so much. That day it was 56. And got up to about 58.
Yeah.
And of course, now you're saying it's 65
it's in the 60s now.
Yeah,
it's in the 60s now. February.
Early
February.
That's crazy, huh?
We went from waters in the upper 30s, low 40s to this now. It's crazy.
Well, there's almost every year there's a February warm up, and it can occur on both ends of the month.
That's why we always have all this fog for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's right. But the trout bite was a little bit unusual, but it was really good. I mean, after I fished the first couple of spots, I figured it out, and then it was just like, okay, go to the mouth of the bayou and find water anywhere from 10 foot up to about 6, and that's where they were, on the bottom. I mean, if you had a live scope, you could have seen them, but I don't have one.
Well, you need to get one, so, man. Get with the program, buddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Come on with it.
They say if you ain't scoping, you're hoping. I beg to disagree. Anyway, we caught 30 trout, and it was, most of them were all 15 to 18s. Just, you know, they were bunched up. And if you find that sweet spot, and that sweet spot was anywhere between 6 to 9 feet, that's where they were.
Well, and you got a pattern. You figured them out.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, it was just like, if you didn't have around 7 to 9 foot of water, you didn't, there was no trout there. That was kind
See, that's so strange, because you're on a deeper pattern than everybody I know that's catching them over this way. Everything's shallow.
Well, they probably are shallow by now, with the water temperature up to 65.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that they didn't realize that it wasn't winter anymore. But, you know, I think these 3 or 4 more days of warmth, that's probably making them go right up where they need to be.
Right.
They're probably out on the flats now, you know.
Well, we're not out of the woods yet. You know, it's still February. We can pull a rip snorter, but I'm not seeing anything right now.
No, it's not anything coming that's really, really cold. But
no, I think we're going to get a little cool down later next week or something. You know, we're going to, rain chances pick up around Tuesday or something like that. But
yeah, that's what they're saying about Tuesday. But that morning was foggy, too. I just didn't have it on the water like I did everywhere else. By the time we got to the water, it was okay. You know, but it was patchy. I did go through one little stretch there that made it a little irritating, but and you get fog, you got stable weather. You got stable weather, the fish will bite. It's just,
I'll tell you what's simple. Cool at my house there on T Bay, I'm close enough on the south end of it, on that west side, that I can hear all those horns on those ships. When they're, you know, when they're fogged in, can't make way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
they're
cool.
Underway, but not making way, or however you put it. And, yeah. You can hear them sounded off. And that's cool at night, laying in bed, hearing that. Put you to sleep.
Yeah,
almost
it
like
is.
A train horn, man.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. A little bit different tone, but
yeah,
pretty much the same. Yeah, I like hearing that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm sure it's aggravating to the shipping traffic right now. I know that, you know, it causes delays getting product in here.
Oh, golly. I bet it does.
Fog, man. I hate fog worse than anything.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, that, and it just, you know, I like to see. I like to look out across the water, you know, see a ways. But right now you can't. It's and depending on where you're at, just don't fish flyway areas where everybody drives or pulling out of a bait camp somewhere and headed to the fishing grounds. Stay out of those lanes. Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably ought to stay out of the ship channel too, but
I would say so.
You know, especially, yeah. But it's because you can't hear the ships, but it does you no good to hear an oncoming fast boat if you can't see him and he can't see you. That's pretty scary.
That's nerve-wracking, especially when you're wet fishing. I mean, there's no way you got time to get out of the way. You're just dead meat.
No, you just got to hope he don't come your way. you can hear them pass out there, and and here comes the wakes, and you know, hopefully he missed you. Yeah, it's just like looking at a pelican sitting in the water.
Yeah, they look big. Man, is that a boat over there? You'd be straining your eyes in the fog, and one of those big white pelicans will be in range where you can see it, and it looks like a boat. You know, it's magnified in the fog. How'd that guy pull
up? Exactly right.
But it was pretty cool back in the day. If you get it, you know, in the fall when the birds are working. And you got a crew that won't wait or whatever, and, you know, they're boat fishermen. You get a foggy day, you just go up to where, you know, the birds have been working, just cut the key off, sit there and listen. And then start idling to where you heard them. And then, man, sneak up on those fish. You're out there all by yourself. Nobody can see you. We used to live for that.
Yeah, that's an adventure. And if you can hear them, you know they're there.
Yeah.
And I might have a little trouble coursing them right now with these hearing aids I've got, but I'm pretty well can still key in on them. Now that Little John's and Katie Wiggler Balltails was the trick on Sunday. That was the bait of choice. I tried lay for a little while, and they were just too deep to get it down there. But I bet you they're catching them on it right now. I mean, you could catch them on a catch five or probably a lot of different things right now. Mirrodine, lay or a hot rod even. But that day I just couldn't get it down there. You know, they were dead down on the bottom, 7 to 9 feet. But that was the trick. They were laying in the mud. Leeches was coming off of them. You know, that little bitty tiny leeches.
That's in that bottom mugging. All them little red bites, red marks on their white bellies. That's a telltale sign. They are hugging deep bottom.
I'll tell you what, though, those fish, they were healthy and well-fed. I mean, they had some heft to them. And it wasn't any skinny ones. They were all looked like they'd been really eating good the whole winter. So hopefully we didn't lose any trout that were in the marsh. I think they probably wasn't in the marsh. But
hopefully they weren't.
Have you heard anything about
No, just fish that were shallow like that, you know, that got overwhelmed by the cold. They got into places where they shouldn't have been, you know, in the back lakes and stuff where, you know, that tide fell out like crazy. And then they get trapped in shallow water. There's no thermocline in that to get under.
No, and there was, like I told you, I counted 21 dead redfish scattered along the shoreline for about a mile and a half stretch.
Right.
And I think that, you know, there was lots of shallow duck ponds right around there, and I think that's where
it
they
happens.
Met their end.
Well, that's true. But, you know, we'd had that pretty good cold spell a couple of weeks before that last one, and I think that most of those fish were oriented to areas where they had, you know, an escape plan. When the water falls off flat, they got deep water right next to it, and they're good to go. Now, one more night of that, one more extremely cold night like the last night, and then we might have had a problem. But looking good so far. Everybody's catching a lot of fish. Not hearing too many big ones up this way, but, you know, down south they're catching some beautiful fish down there. But
I bet.
Lots of fish up here. They're just all kindergartners and preschoolers and first and second graders.
First and second graders.
I'm ready for some seniors and freshmen in college type size trout. I'm ready. Just
we only caught one fish that was 13 inches long. A rest of them were all upper 14s to way on up, well, 18 inches. Good solid fish. You know,
it takes time, you know. These fish live 7, 8, 9 years, and, you know, they're all 1 to 3 year olds right now. We're just waiting. Only time will tell. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll come right back out.
Okay.
Be right back to you, buddy. Well, if you're going fishing, don't. Not till you've been to the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show. That's February 12th through the 16th, and it's held at the George R. Brown Convention Center. We're talking everything for the fishermen. All the new rods, reels, and lures. Factory reps on hand. They can answer all your questions with new products and guides from Alaska to South America. And we're talking dozens of fully rigged boats on display and hundreds of kayaks. And don't miss it daily, the clinics by expert fishermen. Seminars going on every day covering salt and fresh water, and that special kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. Get the kids out for that. That's always a lot of fun for them. So if you love to fish or just want to learn more about fishing, don't miss the 50th annual Houston Fishing Show. That's February 12th through the 16th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Check it out at HoustonFishingShow.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, man, I'm here with you.
I had the darndest thing happen to me this morning coming in. You know, it was foggy. It's crazy out, you know, like crazy out there on the bay. And so I'm not driving real fast. I'm going about 35, 40 in a 60-mile zone. And I thought I saw something up ahead. I had my fog lights on, too, and then it was in the right lane, and then it appeared, and it was the biggest boar hog standing with his butt facing to me. That's why I knew he was a boar, because he had a rack. But this thing had to be 200, 250 pounds, and he's eating a dead raccoon. Somebody had run over a raccoon, and he was standing in my lane.
Times must be hard out there.
And I just slowed down to about 15 or 20, I guess, and then just moved over into the left lane and went around him. He never moved a muscle. Didn't even care.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, if I hadn't been paying attention and running the speed limit without the fog, I'd have wiped my truck out. This thing would have messed everything up. It was big. Yeah. And that fog, it looked like a black Angus cow. It was so big looking.
They're solid. I mean, if you hit one, you're going to break something.
You're going to feel something, buddy. I'll tell you that. I saw a woman in front of me one time run over a pig. It was about 70 pounds, 60 or 70 pounds, and she was in like a Pontiac Grand Am, you know, something low to the ground, and it destroyed that car underneath. It just raised up the front end. She went over it, and it came out the back, and I swerved to miss it, and she immediately just pulled over, and It messed all of her front end up, her tie rods and everything. She couldn't even steer it, so she didn't have a cell phone. We called a wrecker for her and got a wrecker out there.
that's not
hogs
fair.
Are nasty, man. At least a deer's up high and you hit it and you can knock it out of the way. But a hog, it's man, they're low to the ground, big.
Until they jump and go through the windshield.
Well, yeah.
That's happened a few times, too. Those crazy things, and they're crazy wild.
He never moved a muscle. They'll be on, he was eating that dead coon and never even raised his head up. I was hoping somebody behind me wasn't running fast in the fog.
Oh, my. Yeah, that a 250-pound hog would mess you up.
It was 2 to 250 easy. It was a big old black hog.
That's the example of a bad day right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I almost hit one on a four-wheeler one time.
That would just not be good.
Come around the corner, and there he was.
Oh.
And I just barely missed him. He was like the deer in the headlights. He was standing facing down the road toward me. And boy, I mean, throwed that head up and was like, oh, no. But I managed to miss him.
Well, the hogs are hungry when they're eating roadkill.
Yeah, that's crazy. They don't have enough to eat. But they say they'll eat anything, and I believe it.
They will. They eat snakes. They eat
anything. Yeah, they'll eat a snake. You've got enough hogs out there. There won't be very many water moccasins, so they'll clean them out.
They sure will. Have you seen this new Mirror Lure Little John? The custom color that they're coming out with called Space Dust.
Space Dust. What color is that?
It's a purple. And
really?
It's got glitter in it. I can't wait to dip one of these in white dip. I called my mirror lure guy.
Oh, you know that'll be good.
He said, I got some coming, and you're first on the list, because he knows I'm stupid for purple baits. But looking at it, zooming in on it, it has white glitter in it. It looks like some kind of aqua blues, got some pink, got some red flake, blue flake. I mean, it's going to be nasty, I think.
Space dust.
Called Space Dust. I can't wait to get them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to call. I hadn't called it. I hadn't ordered any baits in a long time. So it's going to I had a lot of them the last time. But, man,
I'm one thing I've noticed these days, man, I just don't go through the baits like I used to. You know, especially since I've started throwing, you know, the Little John saw plastics. They're so tough, you don't tear them up. They last forever.
Yeah, they last forever. They do.
I remember that.
You get them
in a week's time, I'd have a 5-gallon bucket of dead plastic after a week of fishing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Little John's a fish-catching fool.
Yep, it's a cool bait to throw. And it's not, you know, it's, you have to work it. I mean, it's not one of those throw them out there like a paddle tail and just reeling in and catch them. You know, you got to put a little action on it. And what I like about it, it's so easy to control the depth I want it to be in the water column. It just, you know, the way I present a lure and everything, it just works perfect for me. Some people, you know, they can't get the hang of them. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That it'll catch fish.
It's
very similar to a Zoom Fluke, but the Zoom Fluke, of course, got the little forked tail at the end.
Yeah,
but it doesn't matter. You don't have to have that. You could just trim that off. And it would work the same. But
true.
Zoom Flukes are very soft. You know, you catch maybe one or two or three fish on that. But that Little John, and you can just roll it over and get new plastic and hook it up and go again. It's round and practically.
Yeah, it's cylindrical, and you don't have to, you know, there's no, unless you got a two-tone one, you know, like a, like the puke truce is what I call it, the one that's chartreuse, half of it, and the other half of it's pink. Then you thread it on, whether you want a chartreuse back or a pink back. And but most of the time, there's no, you just put it on. There's no top or bottom to it. It's round and tapered to the end, and It sure holds up good, especially with pencil trout, which is what we have a lot of these days. You know, pencil trout, soft baits, they just tear them up real bad, you know, your soft paddle tails.
Lots of pencil trout.
Just eat them up.
Now they're just, there are not many pencil trout showing right now over here, but
they'll be
on their way.
I call all our keepers nowadays, that's what I've always called pencils, you know, small fish. Now we're calling them good ones. Lord help us.
Well, of course. Yep. Well, it's the way it is.
Anxious to see, you know, we keep coming back like we are, and anxious to see when they're going to maybe change the slot up and put us back at least five fish.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Oh, I do. I think we'll come back to five. I think it'll come back. They just need to widen the slot a little bit better.
Yeah. once TP&W takes something away, it's hard to ever get it back. But we'll see.
Well, they gave it back to the guys down south. Remember when they dropped the limits and then they gave them back? So now we're back to three, and we'll see.
They're still at three down there, too.
So. Yeah, but they did get to go back to five.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and then the freeze hit, and then they're back to three.
Oh, crap. Did they lose some fish down there?
With a slot, no.
This year?
Not really. A few down around Port O'Connor, Lynn was telling me, you know, Pringle Lake. I mean, you know, a moderate cold front will kill fish in that place. But for the most part, no. Matagorda had a few in the back lake, stuff like that. But it was. I think it was minimal. Nothing
major. That's good. Don't want to see anybody lose their fish from a freeze. That's ridiculous. But, you know, I caught several fish in the 21, 22-inch class here a while back.
There you go.
But there
were
just a few of them. There was just a few, but, you know, that bite late. If I'd have got there a little earlier in the morning, I think I could have probably put together.
Well, as we come back, we'll see that good, broad age class of fish. Right now, we don't have that. But as we come back, you know, you'll have all those 1 to 5, 6-year-old fish. And then, you know, then 22 to 25-inch fish will be more prevalent. Those are fun to catch. Those are good, solid fish. That's what I call solid fish is, you know, that 23, 25-inch class. They're nice fish, man.
What year was Harvey?
Harvey was 2017.
2017.
8 years ago.
And we were left with nothing but pencils in those days.
If you even had that. Boy, it was a Johnny Flusher, man.
Yeah, we lost all of our big trout, and they
got smoked. Pushed them clear out.
Yeah, we had to grow our way.
Had to regrow again. We did. And we started coming back pretty good. It was getting better. And then came the 2021 freeze. That set us back a little bit. Not to mention all the floods, you know, that were continuing.
Yeah.
And we've had 10 years of pretty good floods, man.
Yeah.
That started in 2015.
Yeah, with the exception of 2023, that drought, that was the only good year we'd had. And that's the only year I caught fish all the way up to Orange. I mean, it got salty all the way.
But then it flooded again.
You know,
last year,
it started raining.
Livingston set the all-time record, the biggest release ever.
It started raining on December the 31st.
Yep.
In 2023. And it moved those fish way down south. It was like they went to the middle of the lake, then they got shoved over to the Louisiana shoreline.
Right.
And once I located them, it was on like a chicken bone. But they were everybody else could find them too.
Yeah, it was, you know, it stacks them up.
Right now they're mid lake, and there's some in Coffee Ground too. There's some fish up there. That the way the river's laid out on that side, it flows around Coffee Ground Cove, and that's usually always some salt water. The graph that shows where the salinity is in Sabine Lake, that's deceptive.
It is. Same way over here. It shows it to be fresh when it's not, you know.
That's right. You'll and these fish are pretty fresh water tolerant. If you can pick up a handful of water and taste of it and it's salty a little bit, there's fish in there. You can bank on it. So my salinity tester is better than their graph. You know, I had a friend of mine call me and said, "Oh, man, it's fresh all the way from the Gulf all the way." I said, No. Don't you listen to that crap. Well, it shows blue everywhere.
I deleted that off my phone because it was so deceiving. Said I could take one boat ride and I'll tell you what's going on. I don't need that.
Yeah, I said you best just not look at that anymore. Just take it
confidence
off your phone. Yeah, you try to overanalyze what you think you know about speckled trout. Then you're going to mess up.
Yeah, you are.
You're
right.
Forget that crap. You know if you've had a dry spell for 3 or 4 weeks, you know, upper places like Mouth of the Neches and the North Levee Wall and Taylor's Bio, all of those are going to salt up.
Right.
Because that ship channel moves lots of salt water up there. It runs underneath fresh water, and then you think there's nothing up there, and then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 days into it, it clears up, and oh, it's on.
Exactly.
You know, these fish want to be up north. They like it.
Probably because they were born up there. It's where they were hatched.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The currents carry them to the estuaries. I mean, that's trout like bayous and marshes. They're attracted to it. You know why? Because it's full of tons of all kinds of bait. Little shad, shrimp, everything. Finger mullet.
Yeah.
Everything grows up in the marsh.
Yep. Be careful. Paralysis by analysis.
That's it.
You can wipe yourself out before you ever launch your boat.
That's it.
So.
All right, Bill.
People need to.
I've got to roll on, my friend. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing with you, man. Give them some info.
Yeah, it's time. 409-673-9211.
All right, bud. Bill, have a good one.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for calling, man.
See you, buddy. Later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. You know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics in their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, AnglerU's got you covered. Go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. That'll save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:40 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Richard, good morning. What's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good.
Good deal, good deal.
Well, y'all had a good tournament up there. MLF.
Man,
I mean, they caught a lot of fish, didn't they?
I guarantee you they did, man. They caught a ton of them out of just Caney Creek alone. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. But that's all that grass. A lot of bass
running around up there with sore mouth.
I guarantee you there are. There ain't no doubt. And, you know, you kind of get to looking at it, though, and the average weight was right around 2 pounds or a little bit better. So it has something else, you know,
it's
to see them catch all
of
them. It is. That's the thing about that MLF, their format is, you know, it's just
a numbers deal, man. And if somebody,
it is.
You get that one guy that's kind of on a roll catching numbers of fish, and all of a sudden he hits four or five big ones in a row, you know, like 4 to 7 pounders, game over.
It's on.
Man.
I guarantee it is. There ain't no doubt about it. I'll tell you what, it was something else, you know, just kind of see those guys doing what they do. So it's, you know, it's one of those things, but I guarantee you, a chatterbait, you ain't going to be able to find one nowhere around, I promise you, because that's what they was catching a lot of them on that. And then, you know, a lot of those little hover rigs that they've been using, you know, it's just like a little chat assassin, basically, is what it was. And put it on a
jig.
Yeah,
I noticed all these bass fishermen now are throwing what we've been throwing for 30 years down here, you know, swim baits and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'll just look at, you know, kind of looking at that forward-facing sonar stuff on that, you know, on the period that they are allowed to use it. That's what they do is they'll sit out there and throw stuff like that just in change.
Yeah,
the,
you know, put that on a jig head, and, I mean, it's so much more versatile in
right.
all the water columns for those guys using different weight heads than having to sit there and crank on a crankbait all day and all that. That gets boring.
Yeah, I hear you, but I tell you what, it's you know, when with the way they've got it set up, that one period they could use the forward facing, and then the two other periods they got to crank and wind. So you know, it's one of those things. So it's you know, and on top of that grass, the way the grass is right now, you know, the wintertime knocks it back, so it's just below the surface a little bit. So a lot of them are making just these little short casts on top of that grass,
and swimming it over the top of the grass, man.
Yep, and they were eating it up. You know, that's one of those things. So
then as it gets warmer later in the year, then you can start throwing your old frogs and stuff across there.
Yeah, buddy. That's
Richard Tosh frog popping.
Love that. I guarantee you. And then once it gets matted up and thick, drop them big jigs off in there. That's even better. I guarantee you. There ain't no doubt about that. So it's a blast. But man, that water is warming up right now.
It is.
It went from 53 up to yesterday. It was 62 when I got off the water, and it was still coming up. So it's those fish are fixing to make a big move because we hybrid fish.
Well, you know, if we don't get any cold weather, I mean, they're going to go off early.
They are. There ain't no doubt because, I mean, yesterday, you know, I've been catching some hybrids out in that open water in the main lake, and then all of a sudden yesterday we went out there hybrid fishing, and I hit three or four different spots, and they had made a move. I mean, the bait's on the move, so I guarantee you those fish are with them, and and I just couldn't track them down. We got one hybrid yesterday, and it was just crazy. I just couldn't figure out where the bait had gone, you know, and it was, you know, when we first stopped early in the morning, the bait was everywhere, and then all of a sudden they just kind of disappeared on us, and then I just couldn't run them back down. So you know, you can't run the bait down, you ain't finding no hybrids. That's one thing about it. So we jumped on them catfish. I mean, we only spent an hour on the catfish and ended up with 53. So, and that's just what we kept. So it was, them catfish are still firing off hard. That's one thing about those rascals. They're still going good. But I'll tell you what, it's just amazing how the bait has moved over just a day or two with that water temperature coming up like it is. And like I say, when it does that, those fish make a move too. And those bass are going to start coming up. You know, I hadn't checked the moon phase or nothing, but typically on the moon with that full moon, 3 days before, 3 days after, they make a big push towards the bank.
We're about halfway right now. We're at half moon going towards the full.
So it's a couple more weeks. They should be making a big push up there, you know, with, you know, as long as that water temperature still comes up, and it's gonna do it, because it's, you know, I know the backwaters are warming up even greater than where I was at, because I was on the main lake reading 62. So it's you know, you get back in that back stuff, like, you know, the shallow creeks and stuff like that, it's gonna be up in the 70s. So
sure it is. Well, plus it gets, well, if we get rid of all this old fog and cloud cover, you get more direct sunlight back there too, and heat it up even more.
That's it. You know, well, and that's one thing, you know, the fog is not really pushing in hard on Conroe right now. Y'all got a lot of sea fog down there.
Yeah, it's that marine layer crap. It's nasty, man.
Yeah, now, day before yesterday, we had some pretty good fog out there. It stayed out till about 11 o'clock, but yesterday it was clear right off the bat, then got a little bit of fog, kind of moved in, and it cleared up after about an hour, so it wasn't too bad at all yesterday. So
what was the biggest bass caught in that tournament?
I think it was a 9.5.
That's what I was thinking. I never did see a double-digit hit scales.
Yeah. Right. Terry Scroggins caught that 9.5 the first day. Then there were a couple of eights and sixes and stuff like that caught.
I think somebody caught a big one over 10, didn't they, pre-fishing?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think that was Terry Scroggins that caught that. I may be wrong. I think they caught one. But I think it was like close to 11 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, there's some big ones out there. That's the thing. And under their format, you know, they just don't fish for big fish. And that's, you know, that's one of my deals all the time. Cause I was talking to Skeet Reese. I'm going to be picking up his bass boat whenever he finishes with it this year. And he was talking about this lake just kicks his rear every time he gets over here. So he's wanting to try to figure out how to catch some fish after the fact, you know, so. Because he didn't make the cut, he stayed down there about 50th or so, and but it's you know, it's one of them things where, and it, you know, and that it, the way they fish, I can't, you know, I'm not going to be able to show him how to catch all them little fish, but I can show him how to catch some big ones, you know, because that's what I target, you know, that's the biggest thing when it comes to those bass. I target those big ones. I just, you know, I'm just, the little ones are, yeah, they're fun to catch, but man, it's so much more fun to catch a big one. You know, that's just me. And
well, the older I get, how many 2 and 3 pounders a man need to catch before he's finally satisfied, you know?
I hear you, you know.
I'm with you on that one, brother.
Years ago we used to fish, you know, starting out fishing these tournaments, you know, you started out, okay, let's get 5 of them. We get 5 of them, then we start looking for big fish. Well, it finally got to the point where if you didn't go looking for big fish right off the bat, you wasn't going to make a check, because, I mean, that's just the way it worked. Everybody was targeting those bigger fish, and, you know, especially on Rayburn, if you go out there and just try to catch 5, you're going to be dragging up the rear. I mean, because it don't work. You got to go out there and go with the 5 biggest ones you can get. You may only get 5 bites a day. When you get those 5 bites, they're the right bites. So that's you know, that's what you always started targeting, because you had to bring in some weight. Because too many people started changing up, you know, where I'm not just going to bring in 5. I'm going to be bringing 5 big ones. And, you know, so that's kind of how my mentality changed. And that was back in the 90s is when all that happened. Because, you know, all throughout the 80s, it's like, just get 5. And 90s rolled around, well, 5 ain't going to cut it. You got to get 5 big ones. So you just got to keep on rolling. And then that's just the way it worked. You know, I remember up at Richland Chambers flipping 6-pounders in the boat and just flipping them in, boat flipping them, because they're not big enough. You know, I mean, there's some giants up there, or there used to be.
That lake's coming back. They're starting to catch some big bass up there. I think there was a lunker caught up there last week or something. So, all right, Richard, I'm out of time, buddy. I got to roll. Throw them out some info. Somebody wants to come up and fish Conroe with you, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com, or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day. Good talking to you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, brother. Bye. Later. All right, now let's go down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Looks like y'all had a pretty decent week.
Man, I'm all fogged up in the head from fighting that damn fog. I'm
fogged up in the head from the fog. I like that. There you go.
Yeah.
Fogged in.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's been good. And I took Caleb and one of the cameramen from Angler U Tuesday, and we caught fish everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
Trout and reds both, and I think he caught one about 26, 27, somewhere along in there. And
nice fish.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. But most of them are 17, 18, 19-inch fish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty good.
Freezer meat.
Pretty good. Yes, sir. Yeah. And that water temperature, golly, what is it? It's got to be up to about 65.
Yeah. Yeah, it's jumped on up, buddy.
We made a couple wades first yesterday, and I just had a thin pair of pants underneath those waders. And that was real comfortable.
Yeah. It's a big change, man.
Yeah. You see any cold weather in the future on the way?
Not really. We got a little cool spell coming next Wednesday, but the lows in the upper 40s and, 60s during the day. That's all I see. We'll take
it. That's good.
Yeah.
I'll take it, but... No, I got a few days off, so I'm going to rest up. I think it'll.
Well, all the robins showed up at my house yesterday, even in the fog. Man, I kept hearing them. I went outside. I said, man, that sounds like robins. I look in the yard, and they're all crawling around on the ground, digging worms, flying through. So they're the harbingers of spring. Maybe we're going to have an early spring. That groundhog glad to us.
I'm starting to see a lot of that slime grow on the water. You know how
are
it
you?
Does? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, things are good over here. Good to go.
Good to hear that, man.
Did you get out?
No, I didn't. No, I just don't care to go fishing by myself in the fog. I don't like going with a crew, much less by myself.
Yeah. There hadn't been that many people on the water.
No,
come this weekend, and they better be careful if that fog's still there.
Yes, with a lot of boat traffic and that fog, that's people need to take note. They better be safe.
Yes, sir.
Be careful.
Yes, sir.
Because it happens fast.
Yeah, when I come into that boat slip and I can't see the marina, I know it's bad.
Yeah. I'm with you.
We'll see what happens.
Nothing new. Nothing new going on in Matagorda?
No, nothing new. Nothing to do in Matagorda but fish.
Sleepy little it used to be a sleepy little fishing village. It's a little more than that now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's growing.
Look at Port O'Connor. Man.
Oh, it's exploded.
Rockport.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Man, there's no stopping. It's going to keep going.
Well, that's true. It's only going to get more crowded.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie P., we'll enjoy a few days off, rest up, and get ready for the next run. Somebody wants to call you about going fishing, give them some info.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you, buddy. Who you going with this weekend?
Eagles.
You going to put your money on the Eagles with that
yes, sir.
Big-time running back they got?
Yes, sir.
Keep that ball on the ground. Eat the clock up. Don't let Mahomes have it. There you go. I like your thinking. All right, dog. See you, Charlie.
Take care, Mickey.
Later. All right. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.